Today, Quarin, I'm January 5th. Happy birthday to me. 73 birthday parties. That's a lot. The most embarrassing one was when I was born. That was embarrassing. Getting slapped on the behind. That started an ongoing campaign that we have against child abuse. What a way to enter a physical consciousness with a pat on the butt that didn't feel very good. I can almost remember it to this day. Hanging upside down there. Somebody holding my feet and whap. That's unfair to do to little kids, but it's being done to little kids all over the world, and laws are being passed and laws are being enforced. Another memorable birthday was 21 years of age, arriving and walking through.
It's called the gate.
The gateway to India. Again, and walking through the gateway to India, stepping off big freighter boat. First one to leave for India after the war. Stepping off on India's soil. What a fantastic happy birthday present that was for a 21-year-old looking for his guru. Quite a few birthday parties. I wish I could have attended them all. They are going on right now. Denmark. Sri Lanka. In Patikaloa, at our Turu Navakarasu, Turu Navakarasu Gurukulam. It is an orphanage that we support through Hindu Heritage Endowment. Myself also being an orphan at a very early age, about 9 or 10 years of age, know exactly how those young men feel. This orphanage was told that a sizable endowment was set up for them and they were going to get mega bucks of rupees every year to add on buildings, to buy books, and they're celebrating Gurudeva's Jayanti, which is the Sanskrit word for birthday, in appreciation. But they were told that unless they stopped corporal punishment to keep the kids in line, the endowment would not give even one rupee. This had a magical effect, believe it or not. All the teachers, all the instructors sent us letters pledging that they would not pinch a kid, twist his ear, hit him with a ruler on his hands, or whip him on his legs if he were a naughty boy. And they printed pamphlets in English and the Tamil language and distributed them throughout the city. They're still doing that, telling people that there are better ways of raising children than to throw them into the state of mind of fear, the state of mind of resentment, the state of mind of locking themselves in and shutting off their intelligence simply because they're afraid of their teacher, they're afraid of their elders, they're afraid of their parents. And these young people and the instructors hope to make a difference in Patikaloa, Sri Lanka. And to me, that is a wonderful birthday gift. A wonderful birthday gift. Another wonderful birthday gift was and is 6 young men from the age 6 years old to 12. Again, from the age 8 years old to 12, who have been enrolled in the Vedic Akamic Gurukulam under the aegis of Sri Sri Trichy Swamigal, at the Kailasa Ashram in Bangalore, close to where we're building the Erevan Temple, and these young men are going to be the priests of Erevan Temple. They're going through a 5-year training in learning all of the necessary Sanskrit slokas, ways of performing puja, a thorough training to turn them out as authentic priests, well educated in the Agamas, the Vedas, and we're very proud of them, all given to me by their parents with love and devotion. And today is the day when their parents are there, and the head of our temple site, Sri Varajashankar, Sri 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 Balagangadharanatha Swami, Sri 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 Trichy Swami, Wait, trying to get the name of the younger Swami.
Sanjaya something?
Uh-huh. And the other Swamis and disciples and devotees.
Jayendrapur, is it?
Yes, again. And Jayarat, again, and Sri Jayendrapuri Swami. And all the other Swamis and devotees and disciples of this great saint of India, Trichy Swami Sivaratnapuri Swamigal, who heads up a very, very large ashram called Kailasa Ashram with a fantastically beautiful temple, a Raja Rajeshwari temple. What a wonderful gift to be given these 6 young men. And we accept them with love in our heart. And believe you me, we will take care of them extremely well. Well, that's my birthday testimony. It's nice to hear myself saying these things, but another thing is that we are very happy that you've tuned into our cyber ashram. And that you're living in cyberspace with us, it's like the Akashic world. We can look out through the computer and see you through cyberspace. And you're looking good today, many of you. I see one sad face. But realize that all that you have gone through in this life have brought you to the point where if you say, I want to change, I want to be happy, be happy by making someone else smile. The reaction to that will make you smile. Life is too unsure, and life is too short to experience unhappiness for too long of time. So cheer up out there. We'll see you tomorrow through cyberspace. At today at Kwayadinam. Tomorrow.